Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe that this core four can win a championship? Don't answer it yet. Do you want to answer it, or do you want Danny Cunningham to give his answer first?
Oh, I got to hear this from Danny.
Danny Cunningham on the Fan.
I don't think a core four exists for the Cavs anymore. I think they have three core players. Darius Garland is one of them. And if you want to, you could probably make a case that Darius Garland is not a core player and that they have two core players. I think Jared Allen is a very good player. He's a very high-level role player, but I don't think he's a core player. Cores in the NBA are often not this big. So I think that the core four is not something that exists. So I do look at it as you should not run back the core four, because I think Jared Allen should be somebody the Cavs look to move. Again, in a similar sense to how I feel about potential trading Garland, you're not trading him to give him away, but I think that it's an easier trade to make because you don't need to recoup as much value. You don't need to get as great of players back for Jared Allen as you would Darius Garland, should you want to make that move. Running back Darius and Donovan and Evan is the direction that I would go if I'm Kobe Altman, but I don't think that a core four should be a thing we talk about anymore. I think they have three core players, and then Jared Allen is a role player, and I think that's kind of how we should look at things.
I want to hug Danny. I would hold him in my arms as if he were a newborn baby. He said it all, man. We are focusing on the wrong guy. There isn't a core four, and this core four is a champion, as a team cannot win a championship. There's a core three, a big three, if you will, but that's already been taken years and years over ago. We are focusing on the wrong guy. Jared Allen is not getting any of this. Now, Darius just had surgery. Darius has been a big conversation. I know what Fedor said. And I'm going, does Jared Allen not exist? Does Jared Allen and the disappointment of the postseason not exist? I'm sorry. Was it Channing Frye said he was getting his ass beat, or Kenny Carman? It wasn't Ken Carman. It was Channing Frye. NBA champion said that. Said that Jared Allen was getting his ass beat. We've been focusing on the wrong guy. You guys are trying to trade the wrong fella. Because, and by the way, I know that if you traded a better player, you're supposed to get a better player back. Again, the names that you're saying about me sounds like it's a lopsided trade. Jared Allen, I would be much more comfortable with, because you know what? Now there is only one person on the inside for you. It's Evan Mobley. So, Evan, you're going to have to step up, buddy boy. Darius, we can try to make Darius, when he comes back, try to pass the ball off more and try to make him do that. By the time he comes back from the injury, maybe Evan's going to be really willing to insert his dominance in there. Maybe he will be able to do that. Yeah, Evan, there's a world of potential for him. Jarrett, we're seeing the potential here. The potential is where it's at. We've reached the end. And he's a fine player, but it's exactly what Danny says. He's a fine player. He's a role player. He's a high-end role player. But if you're moving on from somebody, I think you're moving on from Jared Allen. I don't think you're moving on from Darius Garland. No.
So the core four thing, I thought, has always been kind of silly. Because, yeah, they have the four guys that they brought back.
Why didn't you say that years ago?
I think I kind of have.
No, I wasn't paying attention.
I think I kind of have, but I'm glad that Danny put it in the way that he did, because he's 100% right. I'd even maybe make the argument that they don't really have a big three either. And that's kind of even the bigger problem, but that's a separate question for a separate day, apparently.
Well, who has a big three anymore?
Well, it's true.
There
it's
you go.
True because the league is drastically changing right now with the salary cap limitations. So Jared Allen, like, yeah, it's easy. We talk about trading him. The thing is, you're not going to get a return for Jared Allen that's going to take this team to the next level, I don't think. My hope was that there was a way to find a formula in trading Darius Garland that a return could come in and make sense and have it be a team that could actually make a deeper run to the playoffs. I don't think trading Jared Allen is going to bring you a return.
So I have to move a player?
You're going
to... Like Darius Garland to get a return of a Alex Caruso type of player?
Well, why do you say Alex Caruso so sarcastically?
Because he's not as good as Darius Garland.
He's way better than Darius Garland in the playoffs.
Okay,
I keep hearing
about in the playoffs.
Am I wrong?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I mean, just because he averages a career 8 or 9 points a game, I think people need to understand the playoffs are different.
The playoffs are different. You've said it to me a million times.
You basically
got a 9-iron out and beat me over the head with it. I understand that.
With Alex Caruso, a type of player like that, you're going to lose more games in the regular season, but you're probably going to have a better chance to move in the playoffs.
These are the tough
considerations that need to be made. If you're banking that Darius is going to have a breakthrough, fine. That's a different discussion. I don't think he will. He's gonna have to show me something in playoff games over an extended period of time that I just haven't seen. I've not seen a guy that is ready to take the mantle of a playoff riser, a guy who's gonna be a different player in the playoffs. I just haven't seen it.
I can look at it different now, and I can say I looked at a guy that was able to battle through an injury that he was gonna get a surgery on and have to go out there and try to will his team to get back into the series. I could say that about Darius Garland. I could say about a guy who is relatively in the NBA as healthy as a horse, still gets stoned out inside. I mean, we keep calling out, well, he's a totally different player in the playoffs. All right, let's talk about Jared Allen in the playoffs. Why aren't we talking about him in the postseason? Why aren't we talking about him? Because Darius still gives me 3-point shooting. Darius still extends the floor.
Does he?
Evan is able to extend the floor. But he's still capable of that. I'm saying that we can still see more out of Darius Garland. This is the end of Jared Allen. That we are seeing the very best that he can provide. And the very best that he can provide is controversy at best in the postseason. You want to talk about prime playoff?
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Players.
Yeah,
all right. Alex Caruso has been better than Darius Garland in the postseason.
I agree with you.
You are right. But when it comes to the players, like, what, we're going to move on from Darius?
I agree with you.
Instead of Jared?
What do you think you're getting for Jared Allen that is going to make a difference?
See,
Darius actually has trade value because a team could say, we're going to put the ball in his hands. We think he's Steph Curry light. He's a two-time All-Star at 25. I have a disagreement about some of that. But I think he has a trade value.
You're making all the cases why you wouldn't trade him.
No, I'm making a case that
Steph Curry light.
I could make a case that he's going to get a return for you. I don't think Jared Allen's going to give you a return that's going to change the dimension of the Cavs or their trajectory.
It just feels like you are going to get one of the most lopsided trades. If it weren't for the Luka Doncic trade, you would say it might be the most lopsided trade of the year. It will be one of the more lopsided trades in the overall outcome here. I mean, to talk well, about it as much as you are about the postseason experience with some of these guys.
I mean,
guys.
When I brought up Drew Holiday, I mean, over the last five years, who would you rather have in the playoffs, Drew Holiday or Darius Garland?
And they won a first-round pick in Boston for Drew Holiday. Mm-hmm. That we don't have. Now, I know we have Darius Garland or Jared Allen. I guess you could try to move on from that, but you're going to have to work another team into this. And again, I don't know why I have to give up a guy who still has potential. There's still meat on the bone with Darius Garland. We're seeing the end of it with Jared Allen. I mean, we're talking about playoff performances here. Okay, go back and look at Jared's performances. Healthy. John and Westlake, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. Well, first of all, Ken, you keep saying, like, we're just going to give him away for, like, some nobody. We would trade him for something. You would hope they would go through and get some value for Garland. So that's the first thing. Second thing is...
Wait a minute. What's the just the value here? So you don't know the players that they're trading for Darius Garland, so we're just going to adjust the value?
Well, I mean, I would look at Trey Murphy out in New Orleans. Try to get somebody with some real value back. I mean, I don't, like, you keep bringing up Caruso, like, trade him for Caruso?
I got a two-time All-Star. I got a two-time All-Star. No, we're just going to get some value back?
No, the reason I bring up Caruso is to... Try to help as best I can. Apparently, I'm failing. Is to help people understand that we look at names, we look at all-star appearances, we look at points per game, and then a guy like Alex Caruso shows that he's way more valuable than Darius Garland in the playoffs. That's all I'm trying to illustrate. You couldn't even trade.
I'd rather have Robinson Caruso at this point.
I mean, the Pacers wouldn't even do that trade, and he's a career 9 point a game average. Like they know that guys like Darius struggle in the playoffs. They just do. And there's a track record.
Well, all right, John, what's the second point?
On top of that, is he struggles when he gets hurt. So you know he's going to come back next year. He's going to be slow off the gate, and then everybody's just going to want him traded again. So it might be better to move on from him right now.
Well, they're going to want him trade him again. John, that point is very, very true. Thank you for the call. They're going to want to, but it's for a different reason. They're going to want to trade him again because you've already gotten used to the thought of trading him. You've already gotten comfortable with the thought of trading him. So anything that he doesn't do great, you're going to want to trade him. And he's going to come back. But the point is that he doesn't have to come back too soon this time. He can take his time. I don't have to hurry him. We can bring him on back on his timeline and be perfectly fine because we know that the regular season really doesn't matter next year. You won 64 games this year. The regular season obviously didn't count for nothing. Now it's really not going to count next year. So bring him back when he's good and ready.
Yeah. Now, as far as Trey Murphy goes, I guess I just don't understand why the Pelicans would be looking to trade him considering he is, again, he's 24 years old, very talented. He's been banged up a little bit the last few years, but he's the one guy on their team like that there's excitement over. I don't know why they're trading him.
Then I would ask this is a futile effort by me. Futile effort.
Hey, well, I think you're very risk averse right now.
Hell yeah, I'm risk averse.
And I'm always less so when it comes to a lot of trades.
Well, we did a run it back already, right? You're not ready. You don't want to run it back.
No. But Kent's saying he doesn't either. He just wants it to be Jared Allen. But I just don't think you're going to get anybody for Jared Allen that is going to have me next year say, oh, now the Cavs are going to break through. Because I just don't think Jared Allen's valued.
No, he's not as valued. But it's hard for me to give up on a player that you said Steph Curry light. Steph Curry light.
Yeah,
why do I want to move
think,
on from
that's
that?
That's what I think the thought is by not everybody. By
so
the way,
are they going to think that not, they're, are they going to think that they are? I'm trying to use the proper word and not have to dump it here. Do they think they're just going to get over on us on this trade? That they're going to clean up on this trade if we're trading away Steph Curry light?
No,
for,
I would say this. I think
fleece us. Yeah, are they going to fleece us for their role player?
I think there are different. They're different evaluations. Like even here in Cleveland, listen to how people talk about Darius. Some people think he was the guy for the first 3 months of the year. It was 50, 40, 90. That's Steph Curry, right? There are people that don't want to give him up. There are people that were bad-mouthing Donovan Mitchell in my mentions yesterday to prop up Darius, a guy who's never elevated his game in the postseason. I mean, coming down on Donovan Mitchell has had some of the best playoff series individually of trying to carry teams on his back.
I ain't ripping Donovan.
Like, no, I know you're not. I just couldn't believe, like, they were saying he was the guy getting in the way of Evan Mobley getting better and better. And I just don't understand that at all based on what we've seen. Like, clearly, the guy that's gotten in the way. I mean, the fact that Darius this year injured took more shots in that series that they got eliminated than Evan Mobley. I mean, you're never going to unlock Evan Mobley with that.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.